In specialty crop news, experts say there are some key points to keep in mind when maintaining your drip lines throughout the year. A recent workshop at the Center for Irrigation Technology highlighted some common mistakes growers are making when servicing drip lines. Education manager Bill Green says it's crucial to watch for two things when flushing those lines.
It's very important, again, when you're running your system, make sure every irrigation system, pressurized irrigation system, has a flow and pressure requirement. So you want to be meeting that with your pump. But then when you go to flush your lines, you need to have enough velocity of that water coming through the lines to clean those lines out. A lot of growers and pump managers make the mistake of opening a bunch of lines. It's low pressure at that point. The velocity is very slow. It doesn't actually clean the line out. You're better off to open up less lines, have more velocity. It'll do a better job of cleaning those lines.
Green also added that it's beneficial to always catch the water that you're flushing to monitor for sand content and see when the line is truly running clear. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.